Especially soundtracks for movies or TV series often contain various music styles. Which parts of a soundtrack do you find most difficult to work on?
For most animation shows, the main title is the main piece of music. And for me, I can't understand how you can have a cartoon with a main title theme and then not use it again during the show. This is another thing I think I learned from the James Bond days, where if you have a good theme, use it. I like the idea of when you turn on a show halfway in the middle, you can tell within 10 seconds what the show is. And it can be a certain style of music. It can be the theme. You just have to know. And if you turn on a show and you don't know immediately what it is, then I think they've failed. So I do know lately producers seem to not want too much of the main title theme. And this is in movies too. I don't understand it. I guess it goes through phases. But I know my favorite movies always have great music. So what I like to do is pound out that main title theme. Get it exactly the way you want it. And sometimes it can take 2 weeks and sometimes it'll work in one day. But once you have that, and it has to be a good theme that you can use in different ways with different orchestrations, maybe sometimes in a major key, sometimes in a minor key, sometimes in the background where you just subliminally know it's there. So I guess the main title has always been the biggest problem, getting that song that's going to stand up for the entire show. And once I have that song and I know it's right, and you always know it's right. Some projects I've done, it was never right, and I still feel that way today, you know, that just wasn't right. I should have done something else. But Saber Rider, I think it was perfect. So once you have that main title, then the rest of the music, you're just going downhill. It's so easy. To me, the rest of the project just goes quickly and easily once you have that main title.
Can you tell us how you came to make music? Did you always plan to work as a composer, musician professionally?
I remember in the third grade, my father took me to school and they had all the instruments laid out and you could pick whatever instrument you wanted to buy and then you could be in the school band. That was third grade. I was, I guess, 9. And of course, I wanted drums, and my dad, who loved Benny Goodman and Harry James, and he also played a little trumpet, not much, but a little, he said, well, you can either have a clarinet or a trumpet. That's it. So I decided on trumpet, and he practiced with me, and he made sure that I practiced that first year. And I think after that first year, the trumpet basically took over my life. I would come home from school, and that's all I wanted to do. Although, you know, I played baseball and other sports too, but that trumpet was everything. And then at about 12 or 13 years old, I picked up a little acoustic guitar. And then my family bought a piano when I was like 14 or 15, and I learned that. And I bought a drum set about that time. So I was really into the Beatles and Paul McCartney and trying to record all the instruments myself, which I still do. And I don't think it's that great an idea. It's really great to have good musicians around you who can bring their own ideas. I think the worst thing a composer can do is to write music that he can play, because none of us are that great on all the instruments. So it's very limiting if you only write what you can play. It's good to push yourself a little, especially with an orchestra, a live orchestra. Write something that you don't know what it's going to sound like. Push the envelope a little. They can always change it in the session if it doesn't work, but it's funny how many times those things come out sounding the best. But anyway, somewhere around when I was 17, I started getting into the James Bond music. And of course, I think a little later, John Williams came out with Star Wars, and it was a renaissance where he was using 80-piece orchestras again. And I knew I wanted to do that. I was going to college to study architecture because I really didn't think you could make much of a living at music. I had played in bands, been a singer and a keyboardist in rock bands, so I knew it was hard to make a living, and I didn't like that at all. I didn't like playing other people's music all the time. But at some point, I knew that I wasn't going to make it as an architect because I'd come home and play music all the time. So eventually, I met Michael Harris, a documentary producer in Tampa, Florida, and he was doing documentaries, like one a year, and he was eventually going to try to find the Titanic, which he went out there a year before National Geographic actually found it, but he didn't find it at that point. But I was doing documentary music for him, and he brought me out to California one year to do some post-production work, and I got acclimated to California, and I met Franklin Kofod, who at that point was editing, a film editor. And he eventually brought me into the cartoon business out here, and I moved to California. Franklin was also involved in Saber Rider and most of the cartoon projects I've worked on out here. Franklin and I worked on a project called The Little Prince, and it didn't sell immediately, so I had about 2 or 3 years of really starving. But about that third year, I gave a demo to Hoyt Curtin at Hanna-Barbera, and he called me back and said they needed a writer. So at that point, things started looking better. And then Franklin came to me with a project called Voltron that Peter Keefe had contacted him about. So at that point, we all formed a relationship and did quite a few projects together, including Voltron and Saber Rider.
What other projects besides Saber Rider did you work on? Did you only work on TV series or cartoon music?
Well, like I said, the first project I worked on out here was called The Little Prince. And then once I started writing for Hanna-Barbera, I was writing on quite a few different shows every year. I think the first project I worked on was Pac-Man. And there was some Scooby-Doo in there. And the new Jetsons. I mean, there must have been 20 different shows they were doing at the time. So I worked on all those shows. And then came Voltron and Saber Rider. And another show that I really love, Denver the Last Dinosaur. And then at that point, Peter went branched off and started his own production company. And I went with him and we did Widget the World Watcher, The Mr. Bogus Show, Twinkle, and there might have been a couple of other ones in there. Then the last cartoon project I've done was called Captain Simian and the Space Monkeys. And that was quite a shock to me because I was working with new producers and not Peter. And these producers had a totally different way of working. And it's something that anyone who wants to be a composer for cartoon music and especially film music, I understand, is that you have to please the producer. You've got to give the producer just what he wants. And if he doesn't want to hear the theme, then you've got to leave it out. If he wants to cut your music to 10 seconds, something that you wrote for a minute, then you've got to go with that. And if you have two producers and they have totally different ideas, you've got to present it to one, get him to okay it, and then present it to the second one and get him to okay it. And if he doesn't like it, then you got to go back and start at the beginning. So if you can't work under these conditions, and on that project I couldn't, so I only lasted 7 episodes. But just a word to the wise, you almost have to be a salesman or at least put up with a lot of emotional ups and downs if you want to be a film composer these days. That's what everybody tells me. This is the way it works these days.
Can you tell us what projects you're working on these days?
Well, lately Peter Keefe hasn't been producing cartoons. And I think he has a few things in the works. And hopefully when he gets started again, I'll be back working with him. Lately, I've been concentrating on my songwriting again, which I put aside once I got into the film scoring. So the best place for a songwriter to go to sell music is to Nashville these days. So I'm writing songs for the Nashville country market.
What are your future projects, if you are allowed to tell us?
Actually, my co-writer, Dan Lambert, who lives in Nashville, is also a screenwriter, and there's a possibility that some of our songs could be used in films. And I'm sure at some point I could find myself doing cartoon music again.
What would your dream project look like?
It's funny when I think about what would be a dream project, because I think I've had quite a few of those. At the time, Saber Rider was, you know, here's some money, go write whatever music you want without somebody standing over your shoulder telling you what you should be doing. I mean, that's a dream project. The Space Monkeys should have been a dream project. I had a lot more budget than I had ever had in the past. And I came up with this idea of using Japanese taiko drums and just all kinds of percussive drums, big, heavy, powerful drums on this project. And we had a studio in Burbank booked out. The entire stage was drums from the left to the right. And when they started playing, I was loving it. I mean, that was a dream project to me.
If a new season of Saber Rider was to be produced, would you work on it again if you had the chance?
If I had the chance to do more Saber Rider music, I'd jump at it. And I wouldn't change it. I would go about it in the same way I did and try to recreate a lot of the same sounds that we had then. Like I said before, there was a certain drum sound. And Steve Carnelli had a certain sound on his guitars. That now, I mean, he'd probably have to go back and both of them would have to figure out how they did it. Because it's been so many years and times change and you develop many more techniques and better equipment. But sometimes the older equipment, you know, has the better sound. Or at least a better sound for that particular project. And yeah, I'd love to work on Saber Rider again.